Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. If you've turned on a television in the United States anytime in the last 50 years or so, you've probably heard compositions from this particular composer. You probably don't know his name, though, but most likely you recognize his work. Many of the Goodson Todman production game shows from the, any of the last 50 years probably feature some of his work. Music packages for different TV news stations, for Monday Night Football, for I find it interesting that two different game shows named Double Dare, and yes, there were two. There was one in 1976 with an old Alex Trebek. He's very old now, but back then he looked very 70s with the fro and no gray hair yet. There's the Nickelodeon game also by the same name. But it's interesting that they both had a theme composed by the same person. There's an interesting story about the gentleman who's named Ed Kalehoff, his most famous composition was the one for Price is Right. It turns out that his name was not put down as the composer of said tune. It's attributed to somebody named Sheila Cole, who to this day is making tons of money, because the Price is Right, the Price is Right is older than I am, although the current version of it basically started in 1973, which is itself is just about as old as I am. The theme was not, his most famous composition. Yeah. And it's an hour long show. They play that theme and a bunch of other incidental music is composed by him as well, but the theme is actually, is attributed to somebody else. And unfortunately, as a result of that and the way that royalties are paid and that kind of thing, he doesn't really make any money off that. And somebody else is making, a ton of money. Given the amount of residuals and other things that Ed Kalehoff gets paid on, I don't feel as sorry for him, but I can see that he should have got his due with the Price is Right theme, and it's amazing just how creative this guy is. Just as the stuff that he's done, you hear the stuff sometimes it's, punching up something that's actually the Monday Night Football theme. The iconic one was actually, I think it's a piece by Johnny Pearson. He did a punched up version of it and updated it, I think in the 90s or something. I think ESPN still using some of that music. Maybe I don't remember exactly, but anyway, it's just what this guy has been able to do, and the number of shows that he's been on and his work has been heard or whatever. It's amazing to me that and he's still active, obviously, he actually was interviewed on a episode of 20,000 Hertz, it's funny because I'm not really, I guess I've always been interested in audio. I remember as a kid, actually, as a young person, I remember getting my first, audio thing that plugged into a Macintosh that I could actually record audio off of, which I thought was really cool. In fact, I think I bought it and had to hand assemble it. I had to soldering iron to assemble it. That's right. And then I could use that to record 8-bit audio onto a Mac SE30 or something. So I've always done, some stuff with audio, at least being able to splice it and dice it or whatever. As far as creating it, it's probably a little bit more out of what I was doing, but I certainly took audio samples and played with them and did what I could with them. There's still a lot more to do there, but this composer. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you hear something and you just, it's just amazing. You know, again, I'm always, you know, but listening to how sound is made and audio and, you know, that, and, you know, Radio Diaries to an extent, you know, but, or, even Song Exploder is kind of a cool podcast to listen to understand how musicians make music. And you just listen to the process and you go, wow, I would have never realized you could put those things together and make it sound like that. You know, there's a whole creative process that goes into it. But I have to say, yes, one of my favorite composers is Ed Kalehoff, because I've listened to a lot of television shows where his music was used. And it's actually kind of amazing as to what he's done some things on that you might recognize. But I'll point to this episode of 20,000 Hertz in the show notes, which is what triggered this particular podcast. I think, you know, you go through this guy's discography and it's like, you know, oh yeah, I've watched that show or watched something and he's still working on stuff. And so you'll still hear his music. And my guess is you'll hear his music, you know, long after he passes away, especially if The Price is Right keeps going the way it's going. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.